You're listening to Track Talk with CH and Ferdy.
Yes. Yes. Yes, indeed. In a place to be. 1, 2, 3. DJ ROC, a.k.a. CH Coach Harris. My man, 33rd, what's the word? Make something up, man. Don't matter. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Track Talk with CH and Ferdy. I am CH.
Ferdy.
Yeah, we in the building. And man, it happened. It really happened.
You got a new car?
Nope.
Oh.
It's like, it was like actually like spring for real. For like
oh. For a
oh, but then the snow came back.
Oh, it snowed on Sunday.
Oh, but then it was like 68. Today.
Not too bad.
And then it's going to be like 80 on Wednesday, and then next week it's going to drop back down to 50. And I'm dropping bombs on that one. I'm not feeling the weather. It's bipolar. I don't think we're ever going to get like just some stable weather in the upstate northeast region of the country.
Why would we?
Yeah. The track gods are being evil to us. But anyway, welcome back to Track Talk with CH and Ferdy. This is episode 10. Yeah, we in there deep with the episodes. Keep them out of the gutter. Yeah, man, we're just looking over some results real quick. Like, we're going to get into stuff in detail, but, man, look, I know we usually have, like, a nice, you know, professional introduction, but forget that today. So, like, yeah, this dude, Michael Cerrone, if I said that right, he's a sophomore at UTEP. This dude went 143.25 in the 800. 143. What's the world record? Like 141 something?
I thought it was a high 140.
Could be. What's his name? The tall dude.
Shoot, what is his name?
Yeah, because he went like 49 and 52 for his splits.
Yep, that guy.
Him, yeah. Yeah, go get your Googles on. Googly Google. And yeah, look that up. But either way, this dude's a sophomore in college. UTEP, University of Texas, El Paso. 143.25 on April 28th, 2 days ago. So, yeah, that's real. He's only a sophomore, which means he's probably like 20, something like that.
20.
Something like that.
20 sounds
19,
good.
20. 21 if he got held back a little bit. I don't know.
David Rudisha.
David Rudisha. Yeah, I know he had a common first name.
140.91.
Yeah. Did that in the Olympics. And dude was like smiling, not even breathing heavy when he finished. Like, I just, you know, came and did it for my country. Like, yo, you're not even tired? Broke the world record. Son.
This is what I do.
Yeah. Did it with ease, too. Had mad swag. Arkansas's 4x1 got a little swag, too. 38.59 in the 4x1. Shout out to Roy, Kemar, Kevin, and Kenzo. I think Kenzo Cotton, you ran the 60 in the... I think he got second in the 60 in SECs. No, I think he won it in SECs. And he didn't make the final now. Something like that. But
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Good memory.
Yeah, I remember because I was like, yo, he looked like mad older than.
Do you see the mile?
Yo.
Like, that's like, all right, so the mile, Jacob Dumford from Notre Dame.
Yo.
4 minutes flat. For me, that's like getting a 99 on the test.
Like, and you forgot to like you forgot the decimal point or something like that.
Yeah,
you got in the wrong spot. So like something stupid.
You forgot to write your name on it or something.
Yeah,
that's like, what a 4 minute is. Like you trying to break that 4 minute.
Or you wrote it. You wrote the correct answer, but you were sloppy with it. So the teacher thought you wrote something else.
Right.
So like you wrote your 4 and it looked like a 9.
Mm-hmm.
When you wrote 1/4 and the teacher thought it was 1/9, so you got that 99, that point taken off. 4 minutes flat. Flat, like not 4 minutes and like 0.3, 4 minutes flat, like
400.00. You, but
I know you arguing know, with timer, like yo, like you got to go back like to the 1,000th place. It rounds up for real.
Yeah, yeah, it does round, but you know the clock did say 359 point.
Yeah, infinite number of nines.
Yeah,
and it had to come up.
God, I'd be mad. Whatever.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, can you scroll down? I don't think anything else is new there.
Nah, just that 800 and that mile. I mean, it's a pretty good mile considering.
I'm sure the
4x4
might be new.
Updated. Let's see what the 4x4. I don't even see it. They just know. No 4x4. We don't. We're not telling you anything.
Oh, well, 4x8 is crazy, though. 714.
714, 16, something light. That was on April 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mississippi State. It was moving, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
High jump at a solid 7.6.
7.6 in the building.
I can't read the names.
Oh, high jump, Shanker Tejaswin.
I think Shanker is the last name. Is there a comma? Yeah,
there's
a comma.
Is it Tejaswin or Tejaswin?
Mr. Shankar.
Mr. Shankar.
Or Shanker.
From Kansas State. Figures, Kansas State. Kansas State always has somebody jumping like 7.3 or better.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's it's a little further down.
Long jump, 26.10, not too bad.
It's okay.
Yeah. They just have no 4x4. It's just like, we're not telling you anything about the 4x4 until we see fit. Yo, 54.9 and a quarter. Triple jump. Pretty swaggy. Only thing new is the shot put season best now at 66.11.5. Freshman Jordan Geist from Arizona. Round the corner from your future hometown. The rivals.
Boo.
The rivals. The rivals. Set tripping.
Yeah, whatever. I don't recognize them as a school anyways. all right, I think we're good on the guys' leaderboard.
Yeah, let's head on over to the ladies' leaderboard. For those who don't know, we digging into the collegiate
leaderboards. We don't remember all of this off the top. I'm not going to even try.
Yeah. Shout out to Ashley Henderson. She just came out of the gates, just like blazing the
SDSU, San Diego State University.
Yes. Marshall Faulk represent. Shout out with the 10.98 on April 28th to Ashley. She's a junior. Means she might be around again next year, or she might go pro. It's kind of beastly.
Yeah.
Man, let's see what else is cracking.
Oh, see that mile?
Yeah.
Boo!
Another Arizona. Set tripping, 441.72, new leader this weekend.
I don't care who that is.
Yeah.
All right.
New leader in the 5,000. But check out them 400 hurdles on April 27th.
Jersey.
Represent, freshman from Kentucky. You know her name. Sydney McLaughlin, 53.60. Got people not even running 53.60 in the open 400. She running that in the 400 hurdles. Boom.
Oh, that's a new world junior record, too.
Yeah. Just want to throw that in there. LSU, though. Girls kind of moving. Got a little Micaiah Briscoe, Courtney Johnson, Rachel, I don't know her.
Misher.
And Aaliyah Hobbs. I know three out of the four because they was all, like, dominating the 60
Word.
And the 100 in indoor and outdoor. But they kind of went 42-49. In the 4x1, them LSU girls holding it down. Damn. Crazy, man. That's crazy.
That's a new thing. I think the SMR is going to be new.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's new.
Go underneath. Yep, Stanford.
Yeah.
Stanford,
341.59.
That's number 3 all-time collegiate.
All-time. Not like this year. Mm-hmm. All-time ever.
All-time. Shout out Coach Gabe Sanders.
Yeah. 4x1500 is new. They went 17:35:48.
Villanova. Villanova's always got a good distance crew, and a 4x8 too. Which, what they had one that doubled.
Yeah, that's pretty beastly.
That's the same day too.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's kind of beastly. Nothing new on the jumps. Shot put. Old girl from Yo represent shots. Shot and disc.
Sun Devils.
And hammer.
Yeah. But, no, that's a collegiate record for the shot put.
That would be 63-10 and a quarter.
Yep.
April 28th.
Maggie won.
Maggie is still dominating all three. Shot, disc, and hammer. She's got all three. She just upped her own up in the shot put this past weekend. And, yeah, that's about it from the college rankings.
I want to talk about something.
Breaking news.
Nah, not really breaking news. Just so we know this past weekend, we had Penn Relays and Drake Relays.
Yep.
There was also the National Relay Championships. hosted at Arkansas.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how to feel about it, because that's a new. That's the first time they've done the National Relay Championships at Arkansas.
National Relay Championships.
That's what they're calling it.
In April.
I don't like the name of it.
Yeah, and early, too. I don't know if I like that.
Two. Now it's on the same weekend as Drake and Penn Relays. So, is it taking away from those two? Well, number one, it is taking away from those two meets. But is it a good thing? I mean, I think...
I would say no.
I think it helps with the West Coast teams to come a little closer into Arkansas. I mean, it's still pretty far away.
Still the Midwest.
I mean, Arkansas, that was prime... Look, Arkansas is an SEC. That's a primarily SEC decision.
Yep.
We going to Arkansas. We're close. We don't feel like going up up to the Northeast or wherever Iowa is located, Midwest or North, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
I know how I feel about it, just initially, just off the optics of it. If you want to have a championship relay meet, why would you have a championship relay meet? I hear championship. I'm thinking the best of the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the same weekend as two prominent mm-hmm. relay meets.
Yeah.
Are you really going to get everybody that you want at that meet and make it a true championship meet?
No.
When you got Penn Relays, which is historic, Drake Relays, which is historic, on the exact same weekend?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. It's money.
That's definitely money.
It's money, but.
Put it out 2 weeks further, you know. Week and a half. Something. Just.
I don't know.
Mid-May, you know.
I don't know. They're close to their championships, though. Like the real, their
conference
championships and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, but I mean. Maybe do it a week later, a week earlier. I don't know, but I don't think on the exact same weekend as two historically prominent relay meets. I mean, Drake Relays has been around for years. Penn Relays has been around for forever.
You know what? Maybe though, they think they could do the meet better.
This is true.
I think that's a reason you go in competition with something, whether it's business or going to a different job.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, like, you think you could do something better. So maybe, they're running a meet better. I don't know. I'm not there. So.
Let me play devil's advocate to myself. A good reason to do it, if it's the national championship relays for college teams, Penn Relays is still going to have the Olympic developmental athletes. They're still going to have the high school athletes. So if you take away from the college section, it's not really hurting Penn Relays. And I think Drake Relay is going to have some open Olympic development professional athletes in it as well, correct?
Yeah.
If this national championships relays is just strictly college mm-hmm. relays, I can see it from that angle. Still don't like it from the optics, but at the same time, on the flip side, I can see why they would do it, because they're only catering to college relays. So if the top college relays go to that meet, and as everybody else goes to Drake Relays and Penn Relays for a good time, I guess I can get it. At the end of the day, the almighty dollar is ruling.
I mean, you can almost guarantee good weather in Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
You know, Penn Relays get cold. I'm not too familiar with the Iowa weather, but I'm assuming.
It's north.
Yeah.
So I hate it already.
It's not that great.
Even if it was like 80, I still like an Arkansas 80 versus an Iowa 80.
Yeah.
I'm just being 100. Yeah.
So, yeah, you know what? That's why they can do it better. It's warmer.
Yeah. That's definitely for damn sure. And, like I said, they're only catering to college relays. So, I mean, you're not taking away completely from Penn Relays, because USA versus the world is going to happen regardless. The high school Jamaican teams that run these insane times that you never hear from again aren't going to be in college to do those meets. So, you'll never hear from them again. They'll be at Penn Relays.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about them? Ding, 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 ding. Breaking news. The Jamaica.
Yeah, Calabar High School with the 4x1, 4x4, and 4x8.
All same high school?
Yeah.
All from Jamaica?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
Speak on it.
Godly, I didn't even
talk about it.
39-something in the 4x1.
Mm.
303-4x4.
High school.
728-4x8.
High school.
You will never hear from them in the pros. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, where are they going to be at? Like, where are the all the other high schoolers that ran great times?
Won't be around next year.
Where they at?
Too severe kicking mad flavor in your ear. Yeah, man.
Where they at?
I mean, all those Saint Jago teams from like the 90s and the early 2000s that were running like 39s in the 4x1. And not once did I hear, yeah, Usain Bolt was on that team. Asafa Powell was on that team. Michael Frater was on that team. You know, you're not hearing. Maybe Warren Weir was on the team. No, he might have been one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you don't hear from these guys, and I don't know what's going on. Anybody from Jamaica care to share? Let us know.
You guys flying in some Mexican supplements? I'm just asking. I'm just asking. I'm not accusing anyone. I'm just asking for a friend.
How many people in the relay has braces?
That's one question. I don't tend to look at their mouths, but you mean like you know,
After Effect braces?
Carl Lewis back in the day.
Yeah.
Carl Lewis.
Yeah.
Coach at University of Houston.
Yeah.
He's kind of tall. I've seen him. He's super skinny though.
Mad skinny.
Yeah.
Had braces like when he was like 36.
Yeah, you tripping.
Yeah.
And for a brief time, right? It wasn't even that long.
Yeah, I don't think it was like corrective braces. I think it was like put them back together, hold them in place braces.
I think his teeth were all right.
Yeah. I think he had some unnatural jaw shifting going on. Enhanced jaw shifting, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. I was told it was a...
I mean...
I saw the documentary. Y'all saw the documentary. And they zoomed in on the braces in the documentary. When Ben Johnson got caught, and they said everybody was that he was there.
I'm just saying, who didn't think Ben Johnson was on something? Who didn't think? I mean, you know what? I want to talk to like all the coaches back then. They must have known, like from the other teams. Like they must have known, because just and talking about the coaching part, like his start, he would just stand straight up. And just keep going.
Terrible.
He was just—it was straight up. His arms were like extended super far out, like at the set position. You know, on your mark, set position, his arms would be like damn near touching the other lanes.
Yeah,
like just something wasn't right.
The juice.
I was too young back then. It was like late '80s, early '90s, so I don't really remember. Actually, it was really late '80s, right? No,
early
okay,
90s, 90, early
yeah, because 92 Olympics. Yeah. I remember watching the 92 Olympics, but I only remember Michael Johnson back then.
I do remember though when he came back, he didn't look the same. Didn't look as fleet-footed.
It's all right. He popped again though.
Huh?
Who are we talking about?
Ben Johnson.
Yeah, no, he had popped again though.
Yeah.
For banned substances, I don't remember what they were.
Yeah,
could be steroids. Yeah. They probably did. 100% they were steroids.
Dude, like, the track and field back then was just like the NFL before they got strict on the drugs.
Right.
It was popping.
You know, I was thinking about Marion Jones earlier.
Yeah.
Like, about 2 days ago. I'm like, that was disappointing to me.
That was highly disappointing because she was a gifted athlete. I mean, she was in the Olympic trials at 16. She could ball. She made WNBA. She was nice at North Carolina. She was on a different level. She was a dual sport athlete. You know, you hear about Deion Sanders playing baseball and football, Bo Jackson playing baseball and football, but she was like elite at basketball and elite at track. And that was like disheartening when she got popped. I was like, man,
that was the most disappointed I felt.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was just like, all right, everybody cheating.
Yeah. And actually I had a homeboy, I'm not going to mention his name, but he told me, he quit running on after high school and college. He quit running on the circuit because he was like, man, I'm out there baking these cats, right? And like 3 months later, I can't compete with these dudes. Like, you know something going on. He's like, it was too dirty. I had to get out of it. He's like, it wasn't fun anymore. It was like I was going to have to either use or quit. And he chose to quit. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And this was a prominent runner in the back in the 90s and early 2000s. But yeah, he said he let it go because he said it was like not even like, okay, a year or two down the line. You're talking about like 6 months. Somebody you've been spanking in a race, they come back and they just like dominating you. Like, it's like, yo, really? And not like on like just had a lucky day and hit a PR. Like, just like they just came out like out of nowhere. And all of a sudden they just killing it.
Right.
And he's like, you know what time. It's like the whole thing was dirty. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how it is now. Like, with the United States, there's the USA Drug Administration, the USADA.
Yeah.
And the athletes get, they get randomly drug tested.
Yep.
So they have to let USADA know their whereabouts. Pretty much anywhere they're going to be, USADA has to know. Right? So if you end up going out of town or something, ooh, who was it? It was Brianna Rollins.
Yeah.
She got suspended not because she failed, but because
she missed the test, right?
She missed three.
Uh-huh.
But it seemed like there was more, it was more miscommunication than anything.
Yeah. So she probably got one of them 3-monthers, right?
I think it was more. But I think that's a year, actually, to be honest. But, yeah, you got to let them know wherever you're at. So I like that. You know, but then, you know, you get them Russians.
That's not it can't really count like the Russians, though, because it's like the whole country that's cheating. It's a national.
And even. Actually, I mean, my battery going down my phone, but I'm going to pull up some world records. I think. Like East Germany still has some records from way back in the day.
Well, didn't their women have like that 4x4 for like forever?
Yeah, the 4x1 before we broke it.
Yeah. I think they had like a 4x4 too that was like it forever. It was either them or Russia. They had it for like forever, like from like 79 or 83. And it was like some crazy time like you would see now. With like all this new technology and this, you know, this all this new science that's involved in training and everything like that. That they didn't have back then. Well, they had it in a needle.
Sure did.
They just didn't have it, you know, on paper, like, you know, train this way. Or it was like, take this and, you know, cycle off. And, you know, kids don't do drugs.
Yeah. I'm just thinking now it's... like with track, I think it's whoever has the best doctors. And I don't necessarily mean who's making, like, new supplements. But I mean... Maybe it is.
I mean,
here's the thing. Like USADA and the World Anti-Doping Agency, they also save blood tests. That's why they tend to go back, and you hear about these, like Jamaica's 4x1. They were stripped. That's from their medals. I forgot which Olympics, because one of the guys tested hot. So now instead of Usain Bolt having 9. Goals or whatever it is, he has 8.
That was Frater, right?
I don't even remember.
It was either Frater or Nesta Card, I think.
I don't even remember. I just remembered I wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a hater.
Yeah.
But, all right, I don't want to see the
man. My thing is, let evolution happen naturally. All these different drugs and everything like that, it might help you now in the immediate and near future. But you're gonna look jacked up. You're gonna feel messed up, and your body's gonna fail you the years down the line. You know.
Yep.
Best to stay away.
I mean,
especially if you're young and your body's still developing, you throwing off your DNA pattern.
Yeah, I mean, if you ladies want to turn into men, go for it.
Yeah. If men want to get
little testicles, go for it.
Yeah. Or turn into women because kind of has like a supercharged reverse effect. Men kind of build up on estrogen and women kind of build up on testosterone. You know, that's the stuff that you're not supposed to have, that the opposite sex is supposed to have. So, like, girls used to tell me all the time when we were in, like, the weight room and doing lifting for practice, like, I don't want to look like a man. I'm like, are you using steroids?
Yeah,
you're no. Fine. And you're good.
You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want something, then you might have to worry about it. But, type of lifting we doing in track and field, we ain't bodybuilding like that where you gonna be brolic, you know. So
What do you think about Semenya Caster? You know, the 800 runner from, golly, one of the African countries.
Yeah.
Is it South Africa?
I think so. She's a beast. But, like, I would say this. Everybody was talking about, oh, she needs to get her gender checked. I'm like, look, she did not make it that far being a dude running illegally. It was either A, because now, I mean, it's happened in multiple states where, you know, people have had gender changes and have legally changed genders. And they compete as a female. They may have been a male before, but they compete as a female. And that's a thing now. So, I mean, it's, you can't say she's doing anything wrong if that's the case. Or she was on steroids and she just looked like a dude now.
I don't think she was on steroids. I think that was just natural. Because, I don't know. I just, because there were rumblings before. Like she, like, when she came on and was starting to be, like, really good and notice.
Yeah.
Then came the rumblings, like, she might be a guy.
I don't, but
like, that's what happened. Like, yeah. She was running. She was winning. She might be a guy. That's what where the rumblings come from.
Yeah.
So that's weird. I mean, not weird, but it's...
But when she wasn't winning, nobody cared, basically.
Right. And I wouldn't either if you ain't winning.
Yeah.
I think it does get into a weird area. I don't mean that she's weird. I mean, it's as probably people would say, uncharted territory.
Yeah. It's a new thing coming across sports, but I mean it's a situation that's happened. It's happened in track and field. It's happened in wrestling, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
It's another sport that I think has happened where like people have actually won, you know, state titles and things of that nature.
Yeah, with wrestling, there was one incident where a female, is I guess I mean currently. Converting into a male and was taking testosterone, and she was just beating the girls. She didn't want to compete against the girls, though.
Yeah.
She wanted to compete against the guys, but they wouldn't let her. So, you know, she still wants to wrestle. I don't blame her, him. I don't know how that works at the moment, but...
I think there was an equal opposite situation, too. There was a guy who was in the process of getting the gender change to a female, and people were kind of like up in arms about that too, because basically they're saying, oh, this guy is wrestling my daughter, but it's like, no, this guy is no longer a guy. Like, once they get their gender changed, they legally are, you know, become the opposite sex. I mean, whether you agree with it or not, that's what it is. So
yeah, I don't know. I don't necessarily know the biology of it, but it's definitely different growing up as a guy, and then trying to convert into a girl because your bone structure, your muscle structure, everything's a little different.
My only issue with a guy becoming a girl would be, do we know how soon, how quickly or not is all that male testosterone gone when you're taking the pills to, you know, what are the pills that they take? I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah. But whatever it is they take, the hormone pills, I think it is.
Yeah. It's some hormone.
Hormone pill that they're taking.
More
they're
than taking, one, it's
like,
probably.
Yeah, but whatever they're taking, like, how do you know when that full chemical change has been made? You know what I mean?
You know, I think that's why Semenya Caster, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's why she can run now as a female. I think I don't know, I guess there's a certain threshold they're looking for.
Yeah.
As far as either that. Do you ever hear about, this isn't a track thing, this is a fighting thing. You ever hear about a female named Fallon Fox?
No.
Female mixed martial artist, except was a guy.
Okay.
And was wrecking females. Now, was definitely a guy, had a kid, or has a kid.
Yeah.
As a guy, and then just ended up...
decided to change the gender.
Yeah, and then started wrecking girls in MMA. I mean, not that she was that good. She was just strong and hit like a guy.
Yeah.
So the girl, like even the girls against her, like they knew.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, whatever, I'll still beat her, him.
Yeah.
And then they realize, like, yo, this is a different kind of strength we're dealing with.
Dude strength.
Yeah, so...
The hormone pills didn't kick in all the way yet.
Yeah, I don't like, yeah. That's...
Yeah, we still fighting Black Panther with the heart-shaped herb.
Yeah. So, I definitely don't like that, because that's... I mean, you could kill someone.
Yeah.
In a fight. Even though it's... I find it difficult that was sanctioned. Any of those fights were sanctioned, but...
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but that's also... It was also lower level people.
Yeah.
She was fighting. So... Yeah, the transgender talk is... I mean, I don't care what you want to be. You can change whatever you want.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It does get... It gets very... It gets a little complicated when it comes to sports.
Yeah.
I have no idea how we got to this topic.
Semenya Caster.
Yeah, but I have no idea how we got to that.
I don't either. It doesn't matter.
Oh, we're talking about drugs and...
Oh, yeah.
And possibly Jamaica and whatnot.
Yeah.
All right. I get it.
Let's possibly move back to this high school leaderboard. Let's talk about Megan Hunter. She popped a 52-59 this 400.
From Utah. You never hear people from Utah popping anything.
Yeah. Shout out to Provo High School. She did it at the 2018 Davis Invitational this past weekend, April 28th. Let me see what else is going on. Somebody popped a 443 in the mile.
Caitlin Tui.
Yeah, from North Rockland, New York. Represent.
If you don't know who that is, you're living under a rock.
Rockland County, stand up.
Right. Yeah, see that time, though?
Yeah.
It's better than the 1600?
Yeah. 443.66.
She's a beast.
The 1600 time is 443.69.
Mm-hmm.
And the mile's longer. Just throwing it out there, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 2020 means she's a sophomore in high school.
Mm-hmm.
The girl that's the number one in the 1600 is a senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Tui's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably see her at States. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New York stand up represent.
Well, I think she's been at States since 8th grade.
Yeah.
8th or 7th.
She's Mary Kane-ish.
Yeah, where is she at?
That's a good question. That's a great question.
What's going on with her?
I have no idea. I do know what's going on with Tia Jones, though.
Ooh,
she's dropping bombs, 1303 and 100 hurdles.
The crazy thing about that is it's the same height as the pros in college. Like, the 100 hurdles for the females.
Never changes.
Yeah, it just doesn't change, which I hate. I don't know why I hate it. Well, I do know why I hate it. But, basically... 1303, you can run against the pros. And it's an easy transition. It's not even hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing. It's just okay. I've been doing this since I was in eighth grade.
The transition is not what you're doing; it's who you're running against.
Yeah,
that's the only transition. There's going to be somebody a little bit faster and stronger and older in the lane next to you.
Right.
And she's a junior in high school.
Same with the 400 hurdles.
Yeah, same thing. Doesn't go up.
Nope.
I think it has to do with, we were talking about this earlier, you know, about the whole development thing. Guys are still growing up in college. Women are pretty much already fully developed genetically. So, yeah, by the time they're in like 10th grade, they've already developed completely for the most part, where guys can go still grow to like age 21.
I mean, the girls can still grow.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they're 16. You're done. Nothing's ever happening. I mean,
well, with some people, yeah. You know, when if you're 4'11" at 16,
it's a wrap.
You're just there.
Yeah.
but I like making short jokes too. So if I ever make one, but I don't really know many short
gravitational challenges.
Yeah.
But I mean, for the most part, when you get to that 15-16 range. Majority of females are done developing, where the majority of males still have a lot of room to grow. unlike me, I had my growth spurt in like 7th, 8th grade. That was a wrap for me. Been the same height since like 8th grade. But
I don't know when I stopped growing.
But then you got somebody like Dr. J who went from like 6'2 to 6'6 while he was in college. You have somebody like Anthony Davis in the NBA who went from like, I think he was like 6'1 when he went into high school. By the time he got out, he was 6'9. And I think he grew again in college, like the 1 year he was in college.
And got a full eyebrow.
Yeah, the brow. Speaking of the 400 hurdles, is that Masai Russell?
Yep, Bullis High School.
Maryland. She was at the Penn Relays Carnival, and she popped a 58.49 over the weekend.
Chilling.
Yeah, something like, got some girls that don't run 58.49 in the open 400. She did it with hurdles. Yeah. And let's scroll down here, see if anything else is popping. Jacqueline Goffin, she popped a 9.34.41 to 3,000 at the Penn Relays.
New Hampshire.
Yeah.
You want a little too far?
I want a little, yeah, I'm little scroll crazy. Yo, but you notice how like there's no 200 up there? There's no 200.
Oh, what is going on?
I'm wondering if something happened and they're like investigating some time. Maybe somebody popped like crazy time or something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That 4x1 Western Branch. Yeah. Crazy. All right, so Western Branch went 45-46 at
VA.
Penn. They did not win.
Peace up, A Town down. Who won? Jamaica?
Yeah, of course. You know that nonsense
that
goes on in Jamaica. I mean, no, listen, I'm not saying that there's nonsense going on in Jamaica. I'm just saying there probably is.
Nonsense going on in Jamaica.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. But, yeah, they did go 45-46. Peace up, A-Town down.
Yeah. Yeah. And
VA.
Okay. Now that's an old one. Well, I'm surprised the 4x4 is still up there
from
March.
Yeah, yeah. American Heritage is still holding it down. Florida. Yeah. Florida. Well,
4x8's new, 8.57.
Yeah, 8.57.
Very solid. But what's a 9-minute 4x8? It's 2.15?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2.15, so that's under 2.50. Okay.
About 2.14 and change per.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty spectacular.
But you know someone went like 2.08 and then someone went like 2.20.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what happened.
That high jump is new.
It
Tina
is.
Tina Douglas from Texas. Piney Woods Academy. She popped a 6-foot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think. look it up. Look at high jump, long jump, triple, Texas. Pole vault, Texas.
Yep. Discus, California.
All the jumps is Texas.
All the jumps in Texas. That's crazy, man.
Because they're always outside.
Yeah.
Javelin doesn't get any love, but
172. PA.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up? Like, there's a lot of good high school throwers, excuse me, in the Pennsylvania area.
This is actually two of the throws.
Yeah. 172.2 in the Jav. Skylar Ciccolini. Is that, I hope I pronounced this right. I'm sorry if I didn't. From, look like, is that Milfin or Miffin County High School? Bring this fine up a little bit. You know, we kind of struggling with the vision here. You know, some of us getting a little old in the eyes. All right, there we go. Mifflin County High School, 172.2 in the Jav at the Penn Relays. And then Peyton Montana from PA out of Berwick, 50 feet 7 inches in the shot. Damn, son. Crazy. Let's see if the fellas popped any crazy times over the weekend. No. See if anything has changed. Scroll all the way up. Sprints is looking a little stagnant. Nothing changed since like April 19th. Yeah.
Yeah, we got not much of.
It's kind of quiet over there. Kind of quiet in the boys section. The boys kind of standing pat. Nothing new in the sprints or the mid-distance or the distance.
400 hurdles.
400 hurdles. That's kind of spectacular right there.
Really nice.
Emmanuel nice Waller from EC Glass and VA. Peace up. A-Town down. 51-36 at the Penn Relays Carnival. Yeah.
Why don't they have the 3K steeple, though? Because that's, you know, what normal real states actually run the 3K steeple, even though Nationals only has the 2K.
Well, it's just like how, you know, you have the 1600 for the guys in high school and the 1500 for girls in high school, and then everybody runs the 1500 and 3000 in college.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why don't they do that in high school? I don't understand that.
Yummy.
Oh. 4x8, that happened this weekend.
Yeah, too bad they lost a Calabar.
Yeah, 7:39:28.
No, they came in fourth in that race.
Word. 7:39:28. Number one in the U.S. in high school, but you came in fourth in your race. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. DMR was new from this weekend, 9:57:77.
You know, if I go to Jamaica, I might get killed.
Yeah. We're not going to do a broadcast from Jamaica.
Well, listen, I can't keep quiet, and I know what goes down there.
I'm glad my wife is a good sport. So, I'm guessing that
does she even
triple
listen?
Jump.
She doesn't even listen to this.
I'm guessing that triple jump thing that we saw was not true. Or was that college?
That was college.
Yeah, okay.
The college you saw was 53.
I thought we saw something like super, super crazy before, though.
Oh,
like a
55. Oh, we saw like a 55 or something.
Yeah, I think
I couldn't find it. Yeah, I don't know what it was.
That might have been a type of something, because the number one jump happened this weekend. The Region 3-6 meet, don't know where that's at, but the jumper
in Texas.
Texas, Chris Welch from Dickinson. Oh, shout out to my family. They out in Dickinson. 51.4 and a half.
Illegal jump. I mean, not illegal, but
legal wind.
Yeah, not legal.
So
wind.
If it was a record, it can't really count as a record, but it counts on the leaderboard.
Yeah.
It happened. It's just not an official record because it's technically too much wind. Javelin, that's a new one. Parkview Baptist High School out of Louisiana. I'm going to say Zerio Pettigo, 238.6 inches.
You know, if you think about a football field, 100 yards is 300 feet. 238 feet
is little over two-thirds of that football field.
That's a good. That's 80 yards. Think about going 80 yards. Oh, almost 80 yards down the football field.
Yeah.
Damn. That's far.
Yeah. Yeah. He did that. At the pin relays.
Do they throw it in the... You know what? I don't remember them. I guess they do.
That might be one of those things where they compete like
early on. Okay.
Before everybody get up in there, so they're not like impaling anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. But yeah, I just want to let y'all know though, 3 days away, ding 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 ding, 3 days away, Diamond League's kicking off in Doha. 3 days, 17 hours and 41 minutes from the time that I said this. By the time you listen, it might be a little bit later. It might have happened. If you pay attention. Hey, speaking of the devil, Semenya Caster. Looks like she's going to be running at the pre-classic.
Eugene, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, but the pro summer season is kicking off 3 days.
And they looking to make that money.
Yes, sir, because ain't no world championships. Ain't no Olympic championships. It's all about the money championships.
Nope.
Money showers. That's what it's all about. You know, check out these other... This one doesn't want to load, so we're going to wait for that to load. We're going to pull up the stuff that we were looking at earlier. So, yeah, we just broke down what's going on with the leaderboards and everything like that. We were having to talk earlier about relay meets and everything, about the national championships, the Penn relays, the Drake relays. What do you think about, like, a lot of these high school relays meets that don't have those different relays where you can compete at nationals, and for example, so like the sprint medleys and the DMRs, the Swedish relays, the 800 sprint medleys, so on and so forth.
I think like the high school meets, I think they're scared, not necessarily scared to have them on, but one, where are you going to put it in the meet? Two, are you going to take out the 4x1, 4x4, 4x8? Because here's the thing. With the 4x1, 4x4, 4x8, those are contested in you know, all local championships.
All league meets, right. All local championships.
All league meets, all local championships. So yeah. For those who don't even have it, which there are a lot of teams who don't have a chance at even making nationals, why do they, like, they're going to want to run the 4x1, 4x4, 4x8 to improve, to hopefully see where they're at, maybe get to states or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I think meets should at least, you know, I think there should be an agreement per area where, all right, let's say at the end of April, we have a meet where we have a sprint medley. So we, you know, teams can stack up a sprint medley.
Yeah.
The next week, the distance medley. The next week, do the Swedish relay, the 800 meter sprint medley.
Yeah.
I think, you know, just separate it between meets where, all right, here we have a chance to make nationals in this relay. And then kind of more teams come, the schools get a little more money because people are trying to make those qualifying times. And someone have the balls to do the hurdle relay, the shuttle hurdle relay.
The actual shuttle hurdle relay, yeah. Not the timed. Everybody run their hurdles, and then we're going to add up your times and the lowest time. Nah, run the shuttle hurdle relay. Let's actually make it exciting. Do it. Yeah. Take the time out to get the lines marked off properly. All you need is a tape measure and do some math.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of math.
It's not hard. It's been done before. It can be done again. The marks are, I mean, the measurements for the hurdle marks are out there. All you need to do is start from the finish line and measure your marks. You should have your 110 and 100 hurdle marks for guys and girls already on your track if you, like, run in 2018 and have a track that has marks on it. You should have your hurdle marks. All you need to do is just do some opposite marks. And it's not every lane. You're only doing it in four lanes. If you do it in one lane, you just come across and put the tape down on all four lanes, and you're good to go. It's not hard.
Yeah, and use different colors for girls and boys. So.
Yeah. Duct tape works well.
Yeah.
Walmart sells a lot of it. Black, silver, red, gold, whatever. Whatever color your track is, just find the contrasting color. And let's get some shuttle hurdle relays going. You know, if you run a sprint medley, okay, maybe that day we don't run the 4x4. You know, sprint medley, 4x1, 4x8. You know, if you run the DMR, definitely don't run the 4x8 because most of your distance runners are going to be on that DMR. So, and then I like, you know, shout out to the teams that do have just the relay-only invites. Like, I know Rush Henrietta, they had the Swedish relay, their Rush Henrietta relays. Brighton had the sprint medley, the 1600-meter sprint medley. Let me get that out there. They had the distance medley, and they had the 4x1600-meter relay. So even though they didn't have the Swedish and the 800-meter sprint medley, they had three out of the five. So, I mean, shout out to them. So shout out to the teams that are actually putting on, you know, some early season, mid-season relay meets and giving people opportunities to, you know, to run these events where they may not have another chance to qualify for national unless they travel out of town.
I would do it at our county championships. I'd add them on there.
Yeah, why not?
I think so.
Why not? Add a little excitement.
Here's how this works over here. All right, they have the county championships. County being Monroe County, where we live in Rochester, New York. And the Monroe County League is comprised of X amount of schools. And each league has their own championships. Then you get sectionals, which is based on school population.
Yep.
Class size. So that's sectional championships. And then you get the state qualifiers, state championships, nationals after that.
Yep.
The county meet. Doesn't matter. I don't know if people like that or not. It doesn't.
It does if you, like, really are big on county championships and things of that nature. But it's basically one huge league meet.
Yeah.
Because your county championships are typically all the teams in your league at one invitational. So each conference has a conference championships. So Monroe County is our conference. We had the Monroe County championships. The RCAC is the Rochester City Athletic Conference. They have their RCAC championships. Livingston County, Genesee County, Livingston County, Wayne, Finger Lakes County, they all have championship league, you know, league championships. It's just basically all the teams in your county that you go against in your individual league meets come all together in one and have one big invitational. So if it's important to you to win that meet, I get it. But if not, throw a sprint medley in there. Throw a DMR in there. You know, have a little fun. Make it competitive amongst your county to push each other to qualify for nationals. And then, you know, obviously sectionals is the big shaboing boing. But
should that be requested this year, though? I think put that in the ear of the coordinators.
That would have to be at the season end meeting for next year.
Yeah, forget that. Just put it in.
Yeah, that's too late.
No, it ain't.
It is.
It isn't. Just put it in. I mean, you know.
It'd be nice. I mean, I'd definitely be all for it, but they ain't going to do it. They're going to wait to the end of the season meeting. So, or another option could be a lot of times right before your Section 5 championships or your county championships, especially pertaining to another overlooked event, the pentathlon, the steeplechase. These are things we don't do in our league meets. They only come about at
They take forever. Yeah. You can't do pent.
Yeah, you can't do pent at a county meet. But what I'm saying is this. Later in the season, like that last week before a county, sometimes they'll have like a Saturday or sometimes even a Monday afternoon pent steeple only last chance invite. Like the idea you said about just having like a relays meet, you know, you could have like a last chance.
Like the
national qualifier,
yeah, with the weird relays,
with just those relays. It's like it would be, and that's something you could do like on a Monday, just those five relays. So you have your 1600 sprint medley, your 800 sprint medley, your Swedish relay, your distance medley, and your 4x1600.
And a hurdle relay.
And your shuttle hurdle relay. Started off with the shuttle hurdle relay. Get into the Swedish. And then go sprint, distance, sprint, distance, sprint. You know, you can go Swedish relay, 4x1600, 1124, DMR.
Yeah.
And then sprint medley.
That's too close.
Huh?
Yeah, it's just that's a tough one.
It's tough, but I mean.
The DMR 4x16, that one's just tough to do in the same day.
I would look at it like this. If you'd have to pick and choose. You know, either you're going for the DMR or you're going for the 4x1600, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because even, like, if you're going for the sprint medley, you might not run the Swedish.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Unless you just load it with sprinters and you can do that. You know, you may be able to, but, you know. Or.
Yeah. Or.
Maybe. Somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Once every week or two. Have just like a two relay meet. It's like a featured event meet where you have a DMR and a sprint medley, or you have a 4x1600 and a 1124.
Like only?
Yeah. Wouldn't take that long.
It wouldn't.
Something you could do on a weekday.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, would I want to drive 45 minutes to meet, do one event, then leave?
Depends on where it's at, you know. So, like, say, for example, if you say you have Tuesday league meets, and we don't really care about the league meets that much. It could be a Thursday night, you know, Thursday evening thing.
Maybe, yeah.
Started at 4:30.
Yeah, then you need to get the timing, and that costs money. Yeah, just, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it can be done. That's probably the logistics
We just brainstorming, throwing ideas out there. If anybody wants to steal these ideas, I don't care. I'm not trying to patent this. I just like to see it happen.
Yeah, they're not mine.
If it was an idea that I was trying to make money off of, I wouldn't say it on here. But somebody make it happen. I want to see it happen. And the one thing that can make all of this work, food truck rodeos. food truck rodeos are the backbone of good track meets. If you have great food trucks, I feel like you have great track meets. Because if the track meet is not great, you go to that food truck,
yeah,
and it makes it great. You forget why the track meet wasn't great.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have it at the McQuaid Invite for Cross Country.
Yeah.
That's a cool part of it.
They had it at in a small format counties last year.
Did they?
Yeah. His and hers last year, I think they just went full blown with it. They had like about 5 or 6 last year.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't here.
Yeah. Counties had about 3 or 4. So it was nice.
Okay.
They had the grilled cheese food truck.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the grilled cheese, like the bacon, cheese, and apples. And I thought it was going to be, like, weird. Like, okay, I like a grilled cheese with bacon. But then they had, like, the baked apples on. I'm like, I don't know. I'll try it, though, because it's got bacon. Man, look, that thing was off the chain. I'm hoping they're there this year. I think they actually are.
Where is Counties?
Counties is at Brockport State College again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Went well last year. I think Counties actually was faster than sectionals. Counties was kind of breezing by. It was like 2-something. I think the meet was just about over. We just had to wait on the pentathlon 1500.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it flew by.
Well, they got more space at Brockport.
Yeah, and I think what they were doing was pentathlon events at the middle school track, and then they had one vault at one school at the college. They had another vault at the middle school track.
Okay.
Which is where the high school competes at. So
yeah,
it worked out well. Pole vault coaches hated it because they had, you know, to go back and forth and everything like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey.
Yeah, who cares about pole vault, though, eh?
They had a year to dispute it. And they waited till the day of.
Yeah. Always complain about something. I don't know. Whatever. I would complain, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know, if they knew about it early, then yeah. What are you going to do?
But I do like your idea of, like, you know, at these invitationals, like, just throwing in, like, one maybe. Because my thing is this. If they throw in a sprint medley at an invitational at the end and it's non-scoring, they can get rid of the non-scoring race walk that they have at these track meets that nobody wants to see. Because at the end of a meet, we've been there all day. We don't want to see a race walk that's not scored. I'm venting a little
bit. Are you hating on the race walk?
Yes, I am. I am.
That's disappointing.
Sorry, I'm disappointing a lot of people. Especially considering we've had some race walkers go to states and everything. Like, shout out to people who do race walk, but the event itself, I cannot stand it.
You know, I respect the discipline.
It was non-scoring, man.
Yeah, no, I get. Was it at the end, though?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you had people who actually do it?
No, actually, no.
Okay, then you could have left. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
But I'm saying they could replace that with a sprint medley where they could have qualified for nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Or a distance medley.
Mm-hmm.
Or a 1-1-2-4. Or a Swedish.
I like the 1-1-2-4. I you know what?
I really like the 1-1-2-4.
I guess it's just because it's a sprint heavy.
This is fun to watch because it's like just all this crazy action leading up to a 400.
Yeah. Cut in at the 4.
You know what I hate? The 8-2-2-4 in indoor.
Well, what he means is the sprint medley where they put the 800 first.
It's terrible. I love the sprint medley they do at nationals where they do the 2-2-4-8. Mm-hmm. That is a thing of beauty. Because now it's just like the 1-1-2-4, but just amped up a little bit. So now you got all this 200 meter chaos, then 400 meter chaos, and then you got to finish it off with an 8. But if it's 8-2-2-4, if your 800 runner had a bad day, you're out of the race.
Basically.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I've had that happen before. Where the 800 just didn't go too well. It's like, well, here we go.
Yep.
I still got to cheer these people on.
Or your 800 runner got mad at the rest of the relay and just jogged it and then screwed everybody else up.
Is this something that happened at Nationals?
There's
a team that happened to. I believe it was the sprint medley.
I think that was like the 2-2-4-8, though.
Yeah, no, it was.
You know exactly what I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
don't you? I was talking about something different.
The school from the city?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I was there.
Yeah.
I was like,
okay. I saw the video, and I was like, maybe not.
Oh, I was there for the whole thing. I was like, yeah.
I think I was supposed to go, but didn't go.
No, I think you were there.
No, I wasn't there for this one.
Okay. Maybe.
We're talking about the team from the city that has maroon in their color? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't there for that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I was supposed to go, but I didn't. I ended up not going.
Okay.
I think that was the same year that another certain...
Yeah, probably was 2012. You weren't there 2012?
Nah, I think that was the year the other relay that was supposed to run got mad at their coach and didn't run.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, another team from the city whose team is... you're familiar with the team from the city that I'm talking about. You have ties to that team.
I'm sure. Okay, I don't remember that incident, though.
Oh, they had a guys, you know, was like really, really good. After the girls had left, were like really, really good. And then they had a little conflict with the coach, and they didn't run. And
I didn't even know that.
I think that was that same weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
Yeah. Fun times.
Yeah.
Things happen. Can't we all just get along?
No.
Can't happen.
Nah, it's for my entertainment that people don't.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm done.
We got it all.
Yeah.
Covered. Yeah, pretty much. If you don't think we got it covered, tell us what we need to cover. Holler at us. Hit us up. Email us. Write us. Blog us. Email us at 585tracktalk@gmail.com. The IG is tracktalkwithus. The Twitter is @tracktalkwithus. All one word.
I don't update the Twitter.
Yeah.
Tweet
at us.
Just follow Instagram or something.
Tweet at us and ig us. Ig us, my new thing for IG. Ferd, what's your IG and Twitter?
@heisferdy. HEISFERDY. Follow me both on IG and Twitter.
Yep. At IG, I am @CoachHarrisTF. That's CoachHarrisTF, all one word, no underscore, nothing. Twitter @TheRealDJRock, @TheRealDJROC. Hit us up on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play Music. If you're on YouTube right now and you haven't subscribed, click the subscribe button. Tell a friend to subscribe, and you will get notifications every time we post an episode. We're in episode 10. Episode 11 will be next. So make sure you subscribe so that you know when these episodes drizzap for show. And like that, we are out.
Deuce.
Peace.